The ODF ratings indicates that although the Metro Chief Executive and his Metro Coordinating Director had foreknowledge of current ODF status or information on the metropolis, the Assembly held just one meeting as against the expected maximum number of four meetings in relation to tackling ODF. Now, assemblies were taxed to provide financial resources of up to 5,000 cedis towards CLTS implementation, but in the ranking criteria, no funds were committed by the Tamale Assembly towards CLTS activities. Also, there was unavailability of basic data on sanitation information system at the TMA. Comparing Tamale's record to a district like Tatale Sanguli, four meetings relating to how to achieve ODF were held at the Tatale Sanguli Assembly level and funds were allocated for CLTS activities in that district. The East Gonja District Assembly, for example, had allocated motorbikes to support the district environmental health and sanitation staff to undertake their duties. Notwithstanding that, it is worth noting that the mayor of Tamale took some bold steps towards stopping residents from using the reserved areas of forests such as Abuabu, Nobisco and Gumani from being used for crime and open defecation. Yet, that could not be sustained. That major operation suffered a setback as residents are back in the forest, defecating indiscriminately in spite of the heavy resources that was pumped into the operation by the TMA.